Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Khawulatle.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Now, thank you so much, by the way, for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, we want to dive into a conversation that sits at the very heart of every nation's future: grooming and guidance of the boy child. We've seen the headlines and challenges, but our guest, Khawulatle Mbulawa, is going to be talking to us today, leading us to solutions. And of course, Keledi Yamuna Movement, which is what she is driving. She is the visionary behind that and addresses battles that men go through from a youth to a senior citizen, cultivating inner strength, emotional control, and discipline. And so we want to discuss with her the upcoming National Boys State Address, a platform designed to redefine masculinity, mentor our future leaders, and give young men advice, a voice, and a chance. Khawulatle, firstly,
yes, sir?
You are a lady. How did you get involved with men's issues?
Thank you for having me, sir. Like you've mentioned, I'm the founder and the director of this movement, which is called Keledi Yamuna. Keledi Yamuna basically meaning tears of a man, which I believe that the tear of a man is a seed for the future. Mm-hmm. How I came up with this is, we live in a society where we see a lot of ill things happening just because the community and the whole world is only empowering a girl child and forgetting a boy child behind. So that means a boy child does not know where to start, where to go, and what to say when they are in trouble. They grow up in having a lot of anger and being not even knowing who to talk to. So I decided to start this thing because I'm raising a girl child. And I'm thinking, when I'm raising a girl child and I am empowering her to be a strong and phenomenal woman, who is she going to be married to? And how is that boy going to handle her when he doesn't know how to lead? And when he doesn't know how to even identify himself? So that's where this movement started.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then about the National Boys State Address, what is it about?
We are hosting a National Boys State Address this coming Friday on the 24th of April in Gaborone, Botswana. And it's a day where we would say, let the country pause a bit and listen to a boy child talk. Let us sit and listen to them tell us what they need, what they want, and what they expect, and how best we can help them. And we also have gathered together strong men in the society who will be addressing these boys as their role models, as the people who will encourage that masculinity in a young boy. And this is just a ground break to the bigger event coming next month in May, which is going to be a father-son convention, where we expect men to come with their sons, with their anyone that they can pass that wisdom and masculinity to. Yes, sir.
Now, the primary theme for this year's address, what would you say is the main or central message that you want every young boy, especially those who are tuning in? I mean, you're going to be in Gaborone, but we've got listeners literally across the world, some in the US, some in the UK, and across our continent. They may not be there,
yes, sir.
But just a very brief takeaway that you'd like young boys to take away from the conference.
I want the young boy to go home knowing that they matter, they are loved, they can be listened to, and pain does not define them, and that they should know that going and asking for help does not mean that you are weak as a man.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you need change. It shows strength and it shows responsibility. So we want these young boys to go home knowing that they are not alone. They can go and ask for help.
Mm.
And help and for them whenever they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you are having the phrase that you're using for the movement, Geledi ya Munna, which is man's tear, as I mean, you've explained it very well. But I think right at the heart of it suggests a focus on the vulnerability and the emotional health of a man. How are you planning in this event to redefine masculinity for the younger generation?
We are trying to break the cultural cycle that men only provide. A man is strong, a man is does not even feel pain and does not even seek for help.
A man don't cry.
So this is the time men don't cry. This is the time when we break that chain.
I see.
Raise a better generation of men who know how to deal with their emotions and who know that abuse does not show masculinity.
Now, there's a strong call within our nations for men and boys to be allies in ending GBV. How will this address empower boys to take an active role in creating safer communities?
This address is going to try and align a boy in a way that it has never happened in our country.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to put it in a way that we don't just sit there and talk for hours and hours without giving a boy child space to tell us how they feel and how best we can help them. So in that way, we are trying to align them also with those responsible men who have been through a lot in life and who can be testimonials that I have been through this in life, but I am where I am because I went and asked for help. Most importantly, we have also invited churches as we want to make this movement in a godly way. Because I believe that without God in your life, there is no direction. God should be the foundation of every young boy out there so that they grow up fearing God. When you fear God, then you know that you have to fear someone else's life as you are not the giver of that life. So that's where we are, to put God in the center of this movement.
Now, with many youth concerned about unemployment, I mean, it's a big thing in our region.
Yeah.
How does this program provide practical guidance or mentorship to help young boys to prepare for the current economic landscape?
Yes, sir. We should get out of our comfort zone where we believe that the government is going to employ everyone, because the government won't be able to carry that weight alone. So on our next event, which is the Father-Son Convention, we are going to be having the last day of Sunday. It's going to be specifically for entrepreneurship, where men will be teaching other men that you cannot survive on salary alone, or you cannot wait and say, I'm going to get employed by the government or someone is coming to employ me. we have to get out of that comfort zone and start creating employment for ourselves. You start small and then you grow big. You look, you copy from other countries, you copy from other continents on how they did it. And then if someone else can do it, then you can do it. And by that saying, I always tell people that the world is out there for everyone to grab. So you can also do anything, and anything is possible as long as you put your mind and heart to it. So that is what we will be teaching these young boys.
Now, how does the event...
Yes, I was saying we will be encouraging these young boys and their fathers and their mentors to come to the father-son convention where we are going to be having a specific day for entrepreneurship and men teaching other men how it is made and how everything is done.
Now, for parents and guardians listening, how can they support the mission of Geledia Munna within their own homes?
We would want them to come to this event so that they carry home the message that we are teaching. In that way, at home, they will be knowing on how to handle a boy child. As for the mothers, we would want to give the mothers teaching to stop turning their boy kids into Barbie dolls. I would say that where they love them over. And now that boy doesn't even know how to be a man because their mothers have overloved them and overprotected them. Like, for example, you'd find a mother loving his son so much at the age of 10, 12, she's still tying his shoelaces. Remember, you are raising someone else's son.
Yes.
And husband.
Husband, yeah.
Whose husband is he going to be when he can't even do anything for himself because his mother have crippled him? So this is the messages we want to give to the parents to take home and do things better from now going forward.
Beautiful. I love that. Once again, but please share the details. We did talk about it at the beginning. Just to catch up on what's going to happen, the dates, the time, etc.
Okay. Geledia Munna will be having a National Boys State address in Gaborone in Open Baptist Church in Maruapula on the 24th of April from 8 o'clock in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. It's a free entry event and but you'll just have to carry your packed lunch. And on the 22nd to the 24th of May, we will be having a father-son convention, which is going to be a three-day event. The first day is going to be introductions of everything we're going to do. And then the second day, which is going to be on the Sabbath, is going to be covering all the topics like divorce, GBV, grief, pornography, mental health, all these things that men go through, and also giving men a chance to vent out. And then on Sunday is going to be a day for spirituality in a man's life, and the second, which is going to be entrepreneurship day. So we would ask everyone to come and experience this historical event, which is going to be the first event of that nature in our country. And to the countries nearby or all over, anyone who is listening, we are open for collaborations, because my dream is to see this Geledia Munna in the whole of Africa, raising the African men to be the best that they can, and cutting down the culture of the African man that says an African man cannot cry. If you cry, you are a weak man or you are a red flag. Crying is not showing weakness. So to all of you who are listening, we are open for all the collaborations, and please feel free to catch us on either our Facebook page, which is Keledia Monna, or WhatsApp, which is +267 7594 8485, and then we will take it from there. I believe that together we can raise a better generation of men.
Beautiful. Will you be maybe on Facebook Live or any of the socials on live for people who are in very far areas?
We are planning to be live on Facebook, provided we get enough funds, because at the moment we are really running at very, very low and tight budget. But we believe that God will provide the land, and everything that we have planned for will go as exactly the way that we did, because we believe that God is always with us. We have already conquered a lot. It haven't been an easy road. It's been a very tough one. And for me especially, it's been the most painful road to go into, to arrive into the National Boys State Address, as I lost my father, the pillar of my life, last week, and I buried him on Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm really sorry for that. It's a really, really painful thing. I do apologize for this. Condolences to you and to your loved ones. Haulatle Mulawa, thank you so much for your time. She is the visionary behind Keledia Monna Movement, who has discussed with us the upcoming National Boys State Address. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.